Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. And we have a wonderful guest who is now a three-peater here on the program. But we're going to jump into my interview with a really established and esteemed guest we've had on the program, the CEO and co-founder of Zeal, Arthur de Cordova. But Arthur, we're going to just hold on to him for just a second, table the conversation as we're going to talk about the Buzz CRM. As we've talked here on Cannabis Radio, you talk about the idea of, you know, now you're going into the new year. You want to be able to save money, marketing opportunities. What are you using on so many different platforms and so many different people you're bringing on board? Listen, everybody's marketing department is always like, we need to save on this. And the purse strings can only be to the right people or to go to the right thing. So the Buzz CRM is that one all-in-one platform to give you that. Multiple marketing tools, no expensive subscriptions, 500 tools underneath this bad boy managing every aspect of your marketing. AI handling, email, social media, personalized workflows, connecting with customers everywhere. We have a unique missed call text back feature. You want to stay in contact. You want to be able to get the extra work done. Doesn't matter what kind of business it is. The Buzz CRM has you covered. It's a single affordable plan. Honestly, find out for yourself. TheBuzzCRM.com. TheBuzzCRM.com. Go sign up. Just go do it. It's not that much. And think of how much you're going to be saving. Thousands of dollars right now on your marketing department. And it's efficient. It's going to get done. No slack. Find out now, TheBuzzCRM.com. Just go buy it. Go get the subscription today. Do not hesitate. So as I said right now, back once again, and it was back in December last year that we talked to Arthur, and also we talked with him at Benzinga in Miami back in April. And Arthur, welcome on back.
Thank you, Murray. Always good to be back. You said three-peat. I think we were just discussing maybe a five-peat.
Well, but five interviews total I've had with you, but three on Blunt Business, which Saturday Night Live. It's like, here's a five, Peter. Here you go. That's like important. Tells you there's a lot because you're, you know, the what we get to talk about on a regular basis, especially with compliance. It's one of those areas, if I need to have somebody on, that's going to be so important. And also what you do, because going into this interview, I look at just the background of what you've done in your career. And we never talk much about the background of what you've done, because a lot of international work for a lot of big companies. So Wall Street, institutional trading. You worked with Payne Webber, Bear Stearns. You went and you were doing pharmaceutical distribution activities in Eastern Europe. You relocated in Russia for 6 years, working with AstraZeneca. And then executive sales, renewable energy, just so much there. And again, studying also abroad in Switzerland and you know, just going in the Netherlands as well. So this is not anything new, but obviously with the business you do with Zeal, and you're moving along into other markets. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But since we last talked, I know last episode we talked about Apex 7. So the seventh generation technology, organic natural kill step, effectively annihilating harmful bacteria in cannabis with minimal THC loss and an impressive 3x throughput compared to the competitors. So we talked about that and other areas when it came to contamination and just a lot of stories that were coming out last year about outdoor cultivation and things like that. But now Apex 7,
You're showcasing that once again at MJ Biz in Vegas this year. And also you have the RFX, which is next generation radio frequency microbial control solution, claims of a 99% pass rate and industry leading throughput. So these innovations you have here, bringing them forward and reshaping microbial control standards across cannabis and agricultural sectors in general. Talk about the feedback you've gotten so far and what you've been working on in the last year with Apex and now with RFX.
So thank you for that broad introduction, Jorge. You're now taking over the chief marketing officer role at Zeal.
All right, man.
Great. Well, you said you wanted to make sure we could cover 30 minutes. I said we would do that. But please, what are your thoughts on this? I'm really curious.
So, you know, looking at over the arc of Zeal's engagement in the cannabis industry, which is now coming up on 9 years, 10 years, my good friend Jill over at Willow, we quibble over who created this category first. And so we've come to an easy truce that we both started in the same month, I think back in 2015. So we're coming up on 10 years of this decontamination microbial control solution strategy, or maybe not a strategy, but a requirement, I should say.
So looking back over the arc of the discussion with our customers, which are large commercial cultivators, you know, started in Colorado, went to other priority states, then moved up to Canada, and now it's moving over to Europe. Looking over the arc, you know, the conversations with our first customers were, we don't have a microbial control problem. And then a year later went by, and it was, we still don't have a problem, but my competition across the street, they have a problem. And then it moved to, I have a problem, but I have it under control. And then it finally evolved to, microbial pathogens in cannabis are a reality. They're not going anywhere, and they need a long-term solution for me to stay in business. And so the industry recognizes, you know, whereas it was the redheaded stepchild in the attic for a long number of years, this is an integral part of any operator's standard operating procedures, the SOPs. I don't care whether it's a recreational market or medical here in the United States or a medical-only market over in Europe. It is here. Now we're just, amongst the various technologies, each one has its advantages. Everybody's got some disadvantages. You need to find the right solution that's best for you. Where Zeal distinguishes itself is we have the highest throughput in the industry. We do 15 minutes, we can do 2.5 kilos, 5.5 pounds. That translates into 160 pounds in an 8-hour shift. And if you're really going like in a Croptober and you need to run triple shifts, we need no recovery time and we can do just shy of 500 pounds in a 24-hour shift. So compared to our peers, you know, who are doing 100 pounds plus minus in 24 hours, it's really up to 5 times the throughput, not 3. The other thing that distinguishes Zeal is our uptime. The radio frequency technology is rock solid. It's been around since World War II. It's not new. It's not a shiny new object. It's been in the textile business and then the food pasteurization business, where Zeal also has a presence, and in the cannabis business now for close to 10 years, as I mentioned. So there's no technology risk. There's a lot of new shiny objects in the market that realize that, hey, there's a need for this, for a microbial control solution in cannabis. We're going to fill it. But my cautionary note to all operators is, you know, do your due diligence. There's warehouses of lots of shiny equipment that people rushed out to buy and that don't work. To the chagrin of many procurement officers. And so we like to say that, you know, we've been around since the beginning. We created the category. And it's a critical thing, not only financially, but also from a compliance point of view, to get your arms around and to incorporate into your business operations.
And the most important thing is the reputation. I mean, in all the years we've talked, Arthur, in all seriousness, to get into the seventh generation now with Apex, and to all that we've been doing right now, in terms of all the time we've talked about, and has been talked about, you know, what's been used for controlling yeast mold bacteria, any various, any pesticides or any kind of, you know, abnormalities or any kind of, you know, impurities within the plant and what you've done. Because obviously it's not, I mean, we're not talking about another generation of iPhone where here's a better camera or here's something else has added an extra mix. No, when you make another generation of Apex or RFX, you've been going on, even going like the last year, the response and feedback, it tells you that when you're making a change, you're going to update the version. It's significant. And there's something much more tangible and much more substantial you're getting out of it.
So here's where we've come. Apex 7 was our first one. 7 stands for 7 kilowatt. That was the size of the unit.
Okay, so got it.
We didn't know better. We didn't need that much power. So the original generation machine was overbuilt. So the RFX is the incorporation of the first 7 years of knowledge gained in the marketplace.
Oh, I see. Okay, right.
And so when we launched the RFX at last year's MJ Biz, we had a very slow rollout. We showed the unit. That unit is half the footprint, half the power size, since we didn't need it. It has been designed by the gentleman who started Apple's Industrial Design Group back in the 1990s, Richard Bruner. If some people say that's why it looks like an oversized iPhone, well, that's why. But it is no longer the beast, as we call the Apex 7. It's a very clean-looking unit.
Right.
And it runs on 240 power versus 480 power. So, but the throughput, the software, the technology, the core is really all the same. There's a modest technological upgrade in the equipment hardware. But it's a sleeker, more compact unit, which is what the industry wanted. And it wanted to be able to place the unit in very compact environments, which is what over in Europe, the GMP validated facilities are. They're really a bunch of small rooms, the way the facilities are designed. So we met that demand. But in terms of the score of the report card, where we're at, so we very, very, I think, cleverly selected our first customers. So our first customer in Europe with that had the Apex 7, you mentioned the earlier was Porticana, and they really helped us launch into the market. But then after that, we're in Portugal, we're in Macedonia, we will be in Greece, we will be in Switzerland, Germany, of course, and I'm going to add Canada to that list. You say, well, Canada's been around for a long time, but there's a segment of the Canadian market that is set up just for exporting to Europe, just like the other low-cost producers, Macedonia, Portugal, are all feeding the German and the UK markets. Canada is also, it's probably the dominant one, sending product into Europe right now.
I do want to focus more on the international markets as of the breath of the break, but one thing I want to ask you before we go and go to break, we're going to go into that in just a second, but when it comes to the compliance standards we've always talked about on this program, the importance of how much the RFX or the Apex or the products that Zeal provides and how much closer to compliance you get without the extra hassle or obstacles that people feel like there is to even be GMP certified, because everybody feels like, well, the paperwork and the extra manpower and all this. But Zeal's taking a lot of that work off of them, off their plate, correct?
So you do have to look at the North American, European markets as separate business models.
Okay.
The financial, I'll say that the financial value proposition in the United States is more pronounced than the Europeans. It's more of a strictly compliance, because GMP is required prerequisite to operate in that market. So the financial value proposition, which we really, it's a no-brainer, is, you know, the payback of one of our units, depending on your volume and the pricing in your market, you have to all throw it in the mix, but can be as little as 2 months, could be as long as, you know, maybe 8 months. But we have customers that, you know, just in round numbers, if you're an operator in Michigan and or another state, because you're growing 10,000 pounds a year and you're going to fail 10%, that's 1,000 pounds. And if you can't sell it at $1,100 for flour, but you have to discount it down to $100 as cost of biomass, So that's $1,000revenue lost, 1,000 pounds, that's $1 million. So if I'm a 10,000 a pound a year operator, and those numbers, they vary from state to state. Right. You could quibble with the failure rate, but 10% is pretty good yardstick. Is that, oh, that's $1 million of lost revenue. Right. And so you buy a machine for, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars, you're going to get that back in a third of the time. So the financial proposition is a no-brainer. To do nothing is financial suicide. And in this, you've got price compression, you've got, you know, competition, you've got no tax benefits from 280E. You're running on a very thin line.
Right.
And so who can afford to give up $1 million in revenue and whatever the gross margin is that? So it is a must to do. You cannot not have this in your SOPs.
No, and regardless of incoming client, and regardless of the fact that we were waiting for Schedule 3 to come through, and maybe 280E might be a thing of the past next year, but we're not going to have to, we won't have it yet. We have to wait. But most important is that for every company that's going to be able to succeed and thrive, no matter the climate, wait for it, one word, investment. And so investment in the hardware that you're providing is what's important to help you get forward. And also, you're talking about the fact that, you know, in America, you make the distinction. You know, we don't have the GMP certification. It's just recommended, not required. But in Canada, it is required. In other European countries and other outside international markets, it is. And that's why you're already servicing those markets now. We're going to talk about where you're going right now. As we just talked about before, you just made reference to Portucana and the first EU GMP certification for radio frequency, microbial control in cannabis. We're going to talk about that achievement and other things you've been doing right now as you've been jet-setting here. Arthur De Cordova here, CEO and co-founder of Zeal. Website is ZIEL.com. Make sure to go ahead and look at the website and look at the Apex 7 and the RFX as we go to break. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Arthur De Cordova, CEO and co-founder of Zeal. Before the break, we were talking about the hardware, the products to master compliance at a higher level because of what the world requires, not just what America is allowing and what their expectations are. So exceeding expectations, if you're looking to go ahead and find yourself at such a level of compliance, which other countries have already put together, what the EU has right now, what Canada is also dealing with, and good manufacturing practices, GMP certification. We talk about it a lot. We advocate for GMP certification when it comes to compliance, because we see what has happened when there is not that level of compliance, even though state by state it's not required. There's not a federal level of requirements that require that compliance. But if you want to be above a ground, we've said it many times. I've said it with you, Arthur, here on the show. That's what needs to be. Now, recently you had a partnership we've already talked about now with Portucana, the first EU GMP certification for radio frequency microbial control in cannabis. So I want to talk to you about the impact that this achievement now has, building trust within the European market. Obviously, you already had a good reputation coming in. And obviously, just the work you've done internationally, you know, prior to even being out here, making that almost like that diplomatic effort to put this together and to bring your product out to overseas markets, comparing it to traditional ionizing methods like gamma or X-ray radiation, and the terms of regulatory compliance and consumer safety in other countries. Talk about the importance of this here.
Right. So big shout out to our first partner in Europe, Portucana. They really did the heavy lifting with Infermed, which is the Portuguese Ministry of Health, of educating them and then moving through with their GMP audit. Great. So that while that was going on for about a year, we embarked on, and this gets very granular, but developing the, if you want to think about the binders on the shelf. So if you want to go through a GMP audit, you need all the supporting documentation to pass through. Well, pharmaceutical equipment companies provide these binders to a prospective customer when they buy the equipment. So to accelerate the adoption of this equipment into that facility's GMP processes. So that's called a turnover package. And then that's broken into IQ, OQ, PQ.
installation qualification, operation qualification, performance qualification. So these are all the things that a independent GMP auditor is going to look for. You know, do you have the supporting documentation for this equipment to demonstrate that it gives repeatable and predictable results? And take a step back. The difference between a regulatory environment in Europe versus the United States, this goes to testing. Here in the United States, we have a batch. We test every single batch. We get the certificate analysis back, and you pass fail. Over in Europe, they front end all of this. They say, prove to us that with these standard operating procedures, that if I put the product in, it'll come out this way every time. So that's a fair amount of back and forth, until the auditor says, I believe what you're telling me. Here's the documentation that validates that. Okay, start running your product commercially, and I'll come back every year and just look through your documentation. And of course, it's very rigid, the documentation records that the operator needs to keep. But gone is this testing, perpetual testing mode that we do here in North America. So it's a whole different way of approaching it. And that is how a pharmaceutical industry operates. They do not do continual testing. They have audits, but they don't do every batch, which is a money-making machine if you're a lab. Now, having this turnover package is a must-have if you want to be competitive selling your technology in Europe. So we have this turnover package developed by a German GMP audit specialist, and then we sell that along with the equipment. So that has enabled us to, penetrate the European market. Yes, we had the success of Porticana, showing that they got GMP approved, but now we've got a way for prospective customers to replicate that, but in a much easier way. They're not reinventing the wheel each time. So our report card is in Europe. We are working with, and it's just...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Going through the GMP audit right now. I was unaware of this new acronym, the MCO. Hmm. Talk about single-state operators, multi-state operators. Now we have MCOs, multi-country operators.
Wow.
And so the largest multi-country operator in the world has their production facilities in Portugal, which they use to supply all their markets in UK and Germany and Poland and all. So we're very pleased about that we were selected by them for that. And then over here in the United States, we've now working with the largest operator. I think they've got 30 plus stores in the state of Michigan, but they're the largest operator in Michigan. So they now have an RFX unit there. So we are, rolling this out to, large operators that appreciate the non-ionizing microbial control solution, the dependability, and the predictability of our solution.
Multi-country operators, I love it. It's a very well said, because installations you've had, not just in the U.S., Canada, Australia, Chile, Mexico, and of course Portugal there, and the European Union, among other countries. That's a lot to be said. Now, one of the things I want to just take in granular detail about the RF technology, because again, why is it that Porticana would go ahead and say, let's go ahead and move forward with it, and let's
take into what would be, that would have to be the explanation and the pitch to say, okay, we're going to go and take this on. We're going to take certification. We're going to grant it to you. The reason why is because you explained it to Benzinga very well, a very comprehensive article. I would recommend you go look for it in September, that our technology operates on the premise that water molecules, quote, have both a positive and negative polarity. Aligning these molecules with an electromagnetic field, we create friction, which generates thermal energy. You mentioned the difference between non-ionizing and ionizing, and the fact that you mentioned that RF preserves the sensory qualities of cannabis because it heats the flower uniformly without damaging the integrity of its cannabinoids or terpenes. And now one of the things that's going on is that more organic cannabis operators are increasingly turning to non-ionizing RF technology. I don't know if that might be because Zeal might have been trendsetting for a while, for cost savings and ease of compliance. But what is it about Zeal's radio frequency microbial control process that supports organic certification, maintains product integrity, and provides a competitive advantage over ionizing technologies that require costly labeling and regulatory hurdles?
Great question. Thank you for the softball. So,
yes.
So the radio spectrum, radio wave spectrum is divided into two camps, ionizing and non-ionizing. The ionizing are the X-ray, gamma, and E-beam. And they work on the short wave. And on the non-ionizing side are radio frequency, which is your cell phone, microwave, UV. But only the radio frequency is suitable for cannabis. And that is the longest wave. So if you're in the ionizing side of the spectrum, the X-ray, gamma, and E-beam, your kill step is by changing the molecular structure, the DNA of the product. That is taboo in the eyes of the organic certification bodies. I don't care whether it's cannabis, whether it's done in the United States because of the federal issue, but those technologies are used in food. So you can go to the FDA, and if your product is, you could do everything right in an organic growing operation, but the minute you put it in an ionizing treatment, you're knocked out of the box. You are no longer organic. That's a knockout blow.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got to do everything right on the non-ionizing side, but if you use radio frequency, you will not knock yourself out of the box organic. That's simply put. Our kill step is a thermal kill step. It is heat. It's fundamentally different than ionizing, which is a molecular, DNA scrambling, if you will. The industry doesn't like that. By far, the FDA has a very specific view on using ionizing radiation for pasteurization of food, where they require to place the Redura symbol on the final packaging. And the FDA explicitly calls out if radio frequency is used for pasteurization, no labeling is required. That's how benign it is. Yeah. So take it from the FDA's point of view. That's their view, food. And we think when the FDA enters the playing field for the cannabis industry and regulatory, they will borrow from a position they've had for 40 years on ionizing versus non-ionizing. And smart operators, knowing that, whether it's rescheduling, R3, federal approval, they looking over the horizon, they're making the call. Well, which side of this bet do I want to be on? Do I want to be on the non-ionizing side, or do I want to be on the ionizing bet? And so more and more, they're choosing the non-ionizing technology because they know that there is a day of reckoning when the federal government takes over and adopts the same position on ionizing radiation as they have on food. That's simply put. Over in the European side, they look at ionizing radiation, specifically the Germans. Again, they had a position on ionizing radiation in their food industry. And if, unlike, you have labeling, which the FDA said, but the Germans have said if you use ionizing radiation on food products, you need to get every one of those food products registered with us, the equivalent of German Ministry of Health.
Right.
And you're going to pay for that, and it's going to take time, 6 to 9 months.
So they've adopted that position for cannabis in Germany. So where it comes down to, I don't know if it's 5,000 euros or 3,000 euros, but, you know, 6 to up to 12 months, every single strain. It doesn't mean that, you know, sativa or indica, you know, is it. If you're an operator and you have your strain, Purple Crush or Monkey Business or whatever you want to call it,
right,
every one of your strains is going to need to be registered at that price. And wait, so it is a, I think I use the word as a, they're disadvantaged. So if you're an operator in Canada and you want to get your product into the European market, you can't be using ionizing radiation, because the wholesalers, the German wholesalers are saying, we don't want it because it's a barrier. And now the consumers have voted, and they're telling the dispensaries and their prescribing doctors, I don't want ionizing radiation. I want to have a clean cannabis that hasn't been treated with X-rays. And so they're then voicing their discontent to the dispensaries to the wholesalers to the, you know, the cultivators and operators, like, don't send us ionizing product for a market in Germany. So it is getting a you know, sort of a snowball effect now. And same thing, while other European markets don't have that German position on the registration, but the consumers, you know, all consumers talk to everyone in social media, and, you know, UK consumers don't want X-ray product as well.
It's amazing when you talk about the fact of how what's being told from your team from the German government standpoint and the agencies within as to what they're going to tell companies about ionizing versus deionizing, and what America says, because there's, you know, the infrastructure, the framework, these government agencies, you would think that once the HHS allows the rescheduling, that you would think that either the EA or FDA would actually go ahead and intervene at some point, but they haven't yet. And I still think that's something that we should all keep in the back of our minds. That could very well happen. And when you look at the conversation you've had with those overseas to here, what is it about that? Because even, you know, there was a lot of talk about in terms about the food that we have and what kind of things are in the food that we have. Why people always say they go to Europe and they go, you know, feed themselves whatever they have, and they don't feel any after effects. They don't feel bloating. They don't feel any kind of bad. And like the medical effects, like people are just healthier there. It's the same kind of concept over here in America where people don't have, that's a bigger problem over here. It's the same thing even comes in cannabis. Like, what do you think is the disconnect about that, where America doesn't follow along with what, you know, their counterparts in Europe or in other places, why that is still a disconnect for them?
Oh, that's a broad question, Jorge. I don't have a...
None of time, I know.
Tight answer, but, you know, look at our fast food market here. Look at high fructose corn syrup, you know, polyunsaturated fat in foods.
We have the
American obesity problem, you know, driven by, you know, some would say the food industry putting it out, but, you know, I can't give a short answer to it, but, you know, we have a different view on nutrition here in the United States than the Europeans do.
You can just tell that when you hear it, it's just without being able to get an answer, and I don't understand why, because it's just too much to go ahead and it's too much detail to go into, too much time to kind of explain, but you can just see there's a significant difference. And I'm actually curious, I know people, you know, I don't bring up politics in this program much, but we know that there's a new administration coming in January, and we know that some of these issues the new administration wants to address within these three-letter agencies. And I'm curious as to what they go ahead and uncover and what changes they try to go ahead and create within that, because if it is something they're going to create a healthier America, I'm all for it. Absolutely. I would love to go and see what happens with that, but it's amazing where what you're seeing here, because as an American company, you know, it's the other thought process of like, well, you know, that you're adhering to the compliance of what you see across the world. You're establishing a larger expectation, a higher bar for other companies to go ahead and reach up to, because you follow what you've seen in internationally, because of your experience. You see what everybody else is doing. So it's like, to be worldwide,
you need to put your expectations at such a level so it meets everybody's parameter.
We are, you know, my roots are in the pharma business, so GMP and quality are sort of, you know, what we've grown up with. And, you know, Zeal is amongst the other technologies here. We are the only one that has a roots in food science. We have a PhD in food. Our VP of Scientific Regulatory Affairs is a PhD in food safety, which essentially means a minor in microbiology. And I look around to our peers, and, you know, some of them have expertise in packaging or blood work or this or that. But, you know, we're the only ones I'm aware of that come from, you know, the scientific microbiology safety side of the equation. And so we bring that to the table. And I think the industry recognizes that. So we like to think so, and we're not the biggest, but I think we're highly appreciated by our customers that value these core competencies that we bring to the table.
Now, we haven't talked much about it, but in previous episodes, we've also talked about the fact that where Zeal also works, areas of nuts and seeds, dates and prunes, and also, so there's edibles, and there's a lot of, in the agricultural space. And I wanted to ask you about, because of this, what you've done with Portocana in terms of a cannabis-based EU GMP compliance, but what about in the international ventures you've actually had, if you looked at anything about diversifying where those other areas that Zeal provides, if that's something you've also tried to make some inroads with these international communities about as well when it comes to everything outside of cannabis?
So it's a good question, because we have had a customer in Chile that's one of the largest chia seed processors in the world. And they sell to Nestle and, you know, many, many multinationals, you know, companies. And we had a very small installation with them, you know, 8-9 years ago. And then their business has just exploded because of their marketing the organic side of the pasteurization. And so it's a competitive advantage. So now we put in a high volume, you know, very expensive system of a conveyor belt processes 2,000 pounds an hour. And so they appreciate it. And then we move over to Australia. Australia has 20% of the world's almond market, the other 80% in California. And we have a small system with them, and now their business has quadrupled, and now they are putting in two high volume systems. So those that have, you know, recognized the value of an organic processing technology for pasteurization, the market is rewarding them.
Wow.
So we're excited.
Wonderful. That's good. We're going to go to commercial break. One more question I got up for you, Arthur, before we wrap things up. But a wonderful conversation as always. Here with Arthur de Cordova, CEO and co-founder of Zeal, ZIEL.com. Look at the machines and find out so much more. So much knowledge you're going to take away. And, you know, the pride, the craftsmanship, the reputation that begets Zeal. We're learning more about it every time we deal with this on this program. And to follow along, go to the website and continue to follow along the path and the journey that's going along here with Arthur and Zeal. And we'll wrap things up with Arthur and more questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Back with some final thoughts here with Arthur de Cordova, here on Blunt Business, CEO and co-founder of Zeal. And as we wrap things up, Arthur, I mean, that's obviously research development, R&D. There's all the continued innovations, product launches you'll have coming up, I'm sure, in the coming months, in the coming years. But the innovations you're making right now for established and emerging cannabis markets, the hopeful changes for regulatory frameworks as compliance, we continue to go and push forward, make it more important, and make it where America also has to follow, eventually has to go ahead and just go ahead and cater in and say, okay, we need to go and follow the same standards as our European counterparts or your national counterparts as well. When you look at what's happening now, you know, what are some of the things that you feel like are ideas that you're looking to go ahead and pursue within Zeal when it comes to product launches, technological developments? What is it there are the innovations that you think need to be coming up next?
So data is power. It's often been said. And so we have had a dashboard, the only one of the companies that has this, where we can take the machine data when we process the product and that we upload 10,000 data points within our 15-minute cycle time, processing time, up into the cloud. And then an operator receives their certificates of analysis. And then we reconcile against that very product line. And so we can generate all sorts of machine learning data out of that. And so we have the data capture is going to be integral to managing your operation more efficiently, to gaining learning lessons from how to process and protect and preserve product quality, to ensure you are tracking and monitoring your compliance. And of course, our system can be integrated with any operator's ERP system. So we're very excited about our second generation dashboard, which we'll be showing at MJ Biz this coming week at our booth. So we invite everyone who's going to be in Vegas to stop by our booth. We're in the central hall. We have a nice big island right there in the middle, a main aisle. And we look forward to showing them this next generation data dashboard.
Fantastic. Arthur, really wonderful to always have you on the program and could see just the knowledge you give across here and what we learned so much, all the takeaways we get from these episodes here. But now, for those that will not have the opportunity to go and meet you in Vegas and your team at MJ Biz, of course, there's other future appearances down the line, but the website we want to direct people over to right now, ZIEL.com. And if you could just take a minute to go and let people know where they should be going. There's so much to go and navigate, but where should they specifically go to make sure they can continue to get in touch with your team? If they're looking to go and invest, as I said, no matter the climate, no matter the conditions, you know, it's important and what they'll learn from you and what your team can provide.
Right. Well, of course, you've mentioned our website many times. Thank you very much.
Of course.
We have a lot of information on our website. It's bunkered in a lot of blogs we write on this topics of ionizing versus non-ionizing. So you would go to zeal.com, go to your menu bar, scroll across, drop down onto the about to press. And then we've got a lot of blogs, including past episodes with Jorge on there as well over the years. But there's a lot of information that we have on topics, whether it's the German position on ionizing radiation called AMRAD-V. So we are not only data rich in our processing data, but also information rich on our website.
Also look into the FAQs. A lot when it comes in there, when it comes to RFX, the APEX 7, radio frequency microbiology, ionizing versus non-ionizing, references all across the board. Take a look. There's a lot to go ahead and run through, so make sure you're going to take some time and invest some time in your calendar right now and go ahead and make sure you look at the website. And make sure to go ahead and, you know, follow up. As also, Arthur, as always, we'll go ahead and make sure to go ahead and bring you back on. Door's always open. Always is like that. And, you know, and thank you again for sharing your knowledge with us. And I just love that, you know, how much progress is being made and what you're doing. Because last year, I asked you about the fact you were making developments and you were making the inroads into Europe and to other areas. And now, you know, it's already happening now as we speak. So like the ideas are there and you're going through and making them possible. So it's execution. You're doing it. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jorge. And look forward to our 6 feet returns.
Although we will be just a matter of time. So thank you again, Arthur de Cordova, CEO and co-founder of Zeal here on Blunt Business. Thanks for being on with me as always. And thank you, listeners, for listening to another great program. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.